The Wellsville Tabernacle was a cultural center for private events for decades. It was first built in 1902 by Latter-day Saints, then later sold to Wellsville City, and finally sold to the Wellsville Foundation in 1994, who used it frequently. In 2010, however, they discovered a structural problem in the ceiling and were forced to close the building to the public. Sam Winward is the president of Winward Financial, a Wellsville-based company working to raise money to restore the building that has served the city as a place to gather for community events and the annual Wellsville Mile.
Phase one is basically we just need to get the structural repair done, get some cleanup done in the building. Phase two will include some other potential upgrades to the building or bigger interior renovations as needed. And then we envision phase three, some exterior renovations or rehabilitations.
The foundation is currently working through their first phase of renovation. Once open to the public, they plan on turning the space into what it used to be.
So it'll be a Wellsville Community Center for Art, Education, and Entertainment.
That's Kayleen Ames. She is the president of the Tabernacle Foundation.
The chapel is an amazing assembly hall with incredible acoustics. We've had several concerts there, princess pageants.
And the list goes on.
I look at how this building was built back in the early 1900s. It was, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears of, the pioneers. But it was built through volunteerism. Everybody kind of had a stake in it. And I think we'll all come together and make this project very similar to what they did 116 years ago. It's going to take a community to do it, and it'll take a community to run it.
They plan to have the building open to the public by Labor Day. With UPR News, I'm Owen Sidwell.